Shelby Coffel, daughter of late Bill Coffel Jr. and Lynette Ballard, escorted by her stepfather, Eric Ballard. Ruby plays varsity softball and is a member of FFA. Ruby enjoys spending time with friends and family. And now our senior queen candidates, Haley Holdwick, daughter of Aaron and Stephen Holdwick, escorted by her father. Haley Holdwick, daughter of Aaron and Stephen Holdwick, escorted by her father. Haley is involved in cheerleading, the Clay Target Team, National Honor Society, People Helping People, and tutoring. In her spare time, Haley enjoys spending time with family and friends, painting, and watching Netflix. Haley plans to attend SDSU in the fall to pursue a bachelor's degree in finance and minor in Spanish. Isabella Mummel, daughter of Dave and Julie Mummel, escorted by her father. Isabella is involved in cross-country, track, and the National Honor Society. She enjoys hanging out with friends and family, reading and watching movies. Isabella plans to attend college in the fall. Grace Williamson, daughter of Thomas and Christy Williamson, escorted by her father. Grace is involved in volleyball, basketball, softball, track, People Helping People, National Honor Society. Grace enjoys hanging out with her friends, watching sports with her family, and working out. Grace plans to compete at the college level in track and field while earning a degree in exercise science with the goal of becoming a physical therapist. The 2019 Homecoming Queen, Caitlin Lycan, daughter of Fred and Charlotte Lycan, will crown our 2020 Homecoming Queen tonight. Caitlin is escorted by Chase Payne, son of Kirk and Deanna Payne. And now, our 2020 Homecoming Queen is Isabella Mummel. Congratulations to Isabella and to all the candidates and representatives. A huge thank you to our coaches, administration, and athletic director for making homecoming happen this year. We appreciate all the hard work that went into tonight. Let's give them a big round of applause.
At halftime, after 24 minutes of play, the USA Patriots leading the Kansas City Redhawks 16-8, dominating both ways in this game tonight. We'll have all the details coming up after a short commercial break, as well as some other area scores. It's all right here on your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Anger Valley Services. USA leads Kansas City at halftime 16-8.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have three different living communities at three different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's three senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the Senior Living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the Services tab and click on Senior Living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Hi, this is Kason, your USA Water Boy. Because of COVID, I'm listening to the games just like you. When my dad realized my Friday nights freed up, he put me to work in the shop at Countryside Sales and Service in Sebring. So if you're farming or trucking late, remember that our parts department is open late also. Until 5 on Mondays, Tuesday through Thursday until 9 p.m., and midnight on Friday. We're also here Saturday mornings from 7 until 11. We hope you have a safe harvest and your breakdowns are few. But we're here when you need it. At Countryside Sales and Service in Sebring, we sell what we run. Now, if we could just get our popcorn popper out again, I'd be all set for these Friday night games.
Popcorn. North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan that meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Listening to your home for high school football, the WLW Sports Network. USA leads Cass City at halftime, 16-8, in week number 7 of the regular season. Clark Ramsey, Ed Klump, Doug Cole, Rochelle Ramsey, and Dan Banky with your call tonight from Unionville, Sebring area. We've had our queen crown for homecoming. Congratulations to Isabella. We'll get your last name here eventually. And with 7 minutes before the second half kicks off, let's take you through every single drive to this point. In this ball game, after 24 minutes of play in the first quarter, USA got the kickoff and they marched out from the 20-yard line and marched 80 yards for a score, covering 5 minutes and 42 seconds off the clock in 11 plays. Capped off by Walker Foley, 9-yard run. The 2-point conversion was good on a Ballard catch, made it 8-0 USA early. Cassidy comes out and has the ball less than a minute and a half as they fumble on their fourth play of the drive, recovered by USA, and USA then marches down the field. It gets all the way down to the 21-yard line of Cassidy, but the Red Hawk defense holds strong and forces a turnover on downs after an incomplete pass on fourth down from USA. Cassidy then responds and marches down the field 79 yards on 12 plays and taking 6 minutes and 29 seconds off the clock. And Jordan Mester from 13 yards out rumbles into the end zone for the first score. The 2-point conversion, Mester also with a 2-point conversion run into the corner of the end zone, makes it 8-8. Cassidy and USA tied up at the 4:35 mark left in the second quarter. USA, though, wastes no time, and 4 minutes and 13 seconds later, just 22 seconds before the half is over, after a huge kick return from Connor Gettle put him at the 48-yard line to start that drive, they covered 10 plays, 48 yards, and 4 minutes and 13 seconds off the clock, capped off by a Connor Gettle 70-yard QB draw in for the score, and then a 2-point conversion. Gettle to Foley for the 2 points is good, and USA leads at the half 16-8 over the Kansas City Redhawks. Ed Klump, what did you see in that first half between from both teams?
Well, one of the big questions was Gettle coming in. What is that offense going to look like? He's got, you know, he came in relief last week because the quarterback got injured. Looks like they